Yep, roger that. No, I get it. It's got to pass the inspection and be idiot-proof. I know exactly how that is. And in a way, I'm glad I got mine the way it is. But in your case, you know, it's pretty much just hands-off. The only thing, though, would be for me was if it's, you know, 98 degrees and humid and you got, a good long power fail, I would be definitely wanting that air conditioning. Although I know you have the know-how and the skills to make that happen if need be. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't think that little 7.5 is going to push it and push the rest of the house. But if it was that way, I would get another generator and just power up, you know, get a gas generator and then just use that to run just the AC unit. You know, that I can do. That's easy. Just backfeed to, you know, right up there at the disconnect, turn off the damn breakers or the power to it, and then just backfeed the AC, and then I'll be okay. But yeah, I wouldn't test that thing that hard. I mean, like I said, 7,500, and I'm sure 7,500 is max. You know, like you said, 7,512. You know, this one here, I'm sure that the 7,500 is the top end of, you know, its push. And natural gas isn't as hot as gasoline, so you lose some wattage there too. Propane is good. Propane's as hot as gasoline. Gasoline's hot, but natural gas just doesn't have the horsepower.